Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Very pleased to have with us today a couple of people from Rock Hill's award-winning, national award-winning, nationally accredited, public Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Department, Mark Sexton, the executive director, and a young lady who tells me she's a senior, whatever, and she's not even 30 years of age. Katie Wozniak, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
All right, so now I want you, Mark, to do the official introductions of this young lady.
Okay.
We all know about you.
Well, thank you. So Katie on our team, as we talk about accreditations, Katie is such a valuable asset, and one to the city and our department, but specifically when it comes to what we're talking about today with this national accreditation, which is something the city and specifically PRT has talked about for years, and I'm probably talking 10 to 15 years. And it's not an easy process, but it takes a strong person to be at the tip of this arrow to make sure that, again, the city and PRT stay organized enough to have the right documentation in place. And there wasn't a better person on our team to put Katie in that role. There's not a better person in PRT that has the organization, the personality, the skill set, if you will, to be able to pull a team together, get them all unified on the same front. And Katie has done a wonderful job with that. She's obviously done a good enough job to get us across the finish line because we are now certified. It's a city effort, but Katie will be the person that will lead PRT efforts to keep this thing ongoing for years.
This reminds me of what the Rock Hill Police Department does with their national accreditation, and I don't know what other departments may have it.
That's right.
But it's an involved process.
That's right.
So now you say that you've been talking about this like for 15 years.
Yeah.
Just talking and nobody grabbed the ball and went with it, or timing wasn't right, or what?
I think it's a combination of all of that. You know, with me being with the city for a long time, I mean, you know, going back when Ed Thompson was our director and then when John was our director, it was always a topic of the conversation, but it was always, there's a lot of work, and then who's going to take charge of that work? And honestly, I think it took, you know, not just PRT, but it took council and management saying we want our department certified. And I can remember what the mayor said, Mayor Geddes said so eloquently, is we're not scared to be judged and we're not scared to be graded. And we got to put ourselves out there, and we all think we're great and we are, but you also have to understand you may have some weaknesses or areas you may need to improve on. And so I think that type of vision got us across the finish line that says, hey, we're going to do this. And it took not just PRT, but took, you know, Brian McDaniel was instrumental in our city management organization to help us lead these efforts. And to do this really is it's a lot of work, man. And I think that's what kept us backing off for 10 to 15 years. But it took this push from council and management saying we want departments accredited. We're not scared to be judged. We want to see where our inefficiencies are if we have them. And we want to improve on them. And I think that's a good thing. And I think that pushed us to get us started in this process. And I'll just tell you personally, my attitude has probably changed 100% over it. I'm like, what is the value of it? But in going through this, you see the value. Mark's certainly not going to be here a long time. Katie will be here much longer than Mark will be. But it's a process that needs to be followed. We were doing a lot of the things. You know, when we had, and I know we'll get into this, when we had an internal team come in and look and talk to us, they were asking a lot of questions. And we're like, well, we're doing that. Well, you know, what about your programmers? Are they evaluating? Like, yeah, we're doing that. Well, show us. Well, we didn't have any documentation to show you. We're just saying we're doing it. That's not good enough. We need something. If Mark's not sitting here or so-and-so 5 years down the road leaves, you pull this down, and here's the process of a nationally accredited agency should follow.
So the big question is, why is this so important? I mean, yes, it's a good benchmark for you to evaluate your own self through the eyes of somebody else.
Yeah.
We may think we're the big dog because we can attract all these tournaments, and they keep coming and coming and coming, and we think we're perfect. But if somebody else looks at you through another set of lenses, you realize maybe I'm not quite as good as I thought I was.
And that's exactly what it is. I think we found that we do a good job. We probably weren't doing a great job of documenting it. We probably weren't doing – we had processes and policies in place, but we didn't have them documented. And I think this forced our hands. But, you asked a question, what's the value of that? I think becoming a nationally accredited agency, everybody can look inside their own department or bubble, if you will, and say we do good work. But when it takes an independent reviewers of people that are peers within your field – so our group was out of Texas – we had somebody out of Virginia and somebody out of Georgia that spent 3 days with us and really reviewed. They only spent 3 days with us. They did a lot of the review that Katie can talk about well before we were even given a check mark that they're even willing to come to our city to look at what we have. It gave an independent review of saying, y'all do a good work, but you're not documenting. And that can be, I'm going to tell you, it's humbling. I mean, some of you, it can get a little frustrating because you sit there and say, well, we're doing it. Well, show us. I really don't have anything to show you. But I think it also tells our community, it tells citizens of Rock Hill that, hey, if you have a thing, we do have a policy in place when it comes to safety, when it comes to processes, when it comes to background checks. And those are just a few items. When it comes to running a special event, do we have all the processes in place to ensure the participants are safe? Do we ensure we have risk management and taken care of? There's a human resources process. And obviously, we don't have all that within the Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Department, but what we do have it. It's in the city.
Right.
And so this is, while it's an accreditation for PRT, it's really, if you break it down, it's really an accreditation for the city.
Gotcha.
And that's what it takes to get this.
All right, Katie. So when did you get the call that guess what we're going to do and guess who's going to do it for us?
So it was about August of last year, and we really just dove into it and started pulling documentation. Along the way, we had our reviewers, which was a team of three, reach out to us for the final information, and then they started requesting additional information. So if we were lacking anywhere, they would request information, and we had 2 weeks to provide that additional documentation. So it's been a long process, but we made it, and it feels great.
So you apply to who? You tell who, I want to do this.
You apply through NRPA, which is the National Recreation and Parks Association.
Okay.
So we're members of that, and that gives you some credibility, if you will. It's like-minded parks and recreation agencies. We're a little different because we have tourism, but it's parks and recreation agencies across the entire United States and Canada and the world. We were one from Germany, got certified this year. We're one of six in the state of South Carolina.
Ooh.
One of six agencies in the entire state of South Carolina that have gone through this process and been certified. And so what we had to do, Katie, myself, and Rebecca, artists in our office went to Atlanta in October, and that was the final step. We had to go through an independent review board, sit in front of this group, and answer some questions. And, we answered the questions the best we could do. They kicked us out of the room for 5 minutes, and they brought us back in and said, congratulations, you're certified. Now, I think a lot of that, to be honest with you, was for show. A lot of that legwork is what Katie's being humble about that is done so far in advance of that, pulling this doc. They wouldn't even, this independent review team that came in June would not even have come to Rock Hill if the necessary paperwork and documentation that we had to send them well in advance to say they're even worth spending the time to come here to look at what we have and how we do things.
And that's something. So you didn't do this by yourself. You had some help?
That's correct. It was a combination of a lot of staff members. I would have to reach out about information, and it also really taught me a lot about our department. I've been with the department for years, and it was a good internal review.
So now you know everything about the nuts and bolts about how it works.
Well, not necessarily, but I'm getting there.
So how many would you say questions that you have to answer? 100?
So there was 154 standards. We met 152 of those 154.
Jeez. So the ones that you didn't meet were what?
Programming.
So programming. And then there was one on marketing, which we have now met. So we're working on meeting both of those standards now.
Yeah, and I mean, some of the two that I get competitive, right? So there was, out of those 154 standards, they left, the independent committee left Rock Hill that we had met 152 of the 154 standards. The competitive side of us and PRT were one of those that I just said, programming, we were doing it, we just didn't have it. Marketing, we're marketing. We just didn't have a definitive marketing plan, but we were already working on one. And so by the time they left in June, late June, and when we went to Atlanta in October to go before that independent review board, we met 154 out of the 154 standards, because we went immediately to work and said, okay, if those are two areas that we haven't met, we're going to meet them before we go to Atlanta in October, which we have done. So we now have a process in plan. It's basically programmers talking to each other. Let's just say, unfortunately, let's say somebody can't coach because of a background check, right? Were we talking and saying Mark Sexton's a bad coach, his background check didn't pass, so therefore he shouldn't be coaching in our programs? We were internally talking about that, but we didn't have a policy in place that says, let's ensure that that person's in a file, that Mark Sexton's a bad person, he shouldn't be coaching kids. We didn't have that. So something can be as simple as that. And then the other one's just a marketing plan. Like, we had it, we were doing it, but we didn't have a step-by-step, you know, booklet, if you will, of here's our marketing plan and here's what we're going to follow every single day. Now we have that.
You know, this reminds me also of what the Emergency Management Department does here in York County. Mm-hmm. They've got basically a great big booklet for every type of emergency that could ever come down the pike, whether it be a hurricane, whether it be a flood, whether it be, you know, whatever. And basically that's what you've had to do. You've had to detail everything that you do.
That's exactly
which
right.
Which is what in your head. Now you got it down on a piece of paper.
That's right. Well, and I think emergency preparedness is probably a great example. So with us running so many special events, BMX Worlds,
We
had a detailed emergency plan. I mean, it was talked about, you know, what happens if an active shooter happens? What happens if this happens? We had a plan, but we didn't have it documented. And so we just went back and said, we never put pen to paper of exactly what. We had a team that was doing it. We just didn't have pen to paper. So next time we have an event, we just pull that document out and say, that's what we're following. You know, we have bomb-sniffing dogs going through a venue that nobody else knows about, and I probably shouldn't even be speaking about. But it's all in an effort to make sure our public and our friends and our guests and our participants are safe. We had to create and make sure we were buttoning up, you know, crossing the T's, dotting the I's on all that processes. And it really, I know, again, PRT has the accreditation, but it's all the departments within the city that tie into that. Police ties into it, fire ties into it, human resources ties it, marketing, Katie Quinn and her team tie into it. It's all that, at the end of the day, it's a PRT accreditation. Ultimately, it's a city accreditation.
I got
it all works together.
I got it. So, Katie, you worked on this thing for what, 14 months, I guess? 14 or 15 months?
Just about.
Did you ever get to the point where you're starting to tear your hair out and say, I can't believe they're
That's what happened to me, Manny.
I don't think so. I think it was a really good review for us, and I'm continuing to learn every day. So I'm enjoying that.
You didn't get frustrated with somebody coming back at you and say, look, you gave me this, but that's not enough. I need more.
They were very helpful. They always gave me the additional information. So we have a great team, and it was really good to work with everyone and involve all of our staff.
Isn't that why she's the perfect person for this?
Yeah.
Because I couldn't do it.
Okay, I can tell you, I couldn't do it. Good for you. So you had to basically create or add to whatever you had 154 different types of documents.
That's correct.
Each one being a plan or something, an explanation of what you do and how you do it.
Right.
My God.
And a lot of that was already in place, so it was easy to pull. And like Mark said, a lot of it we had discussed. We didn't have it in writing, so it was just going back and putting it in writing and getting that stamp of approval.
So when you say we had it in our heads, but we had to put it on paper, so did you get the talking heads around a table and say, okay, now tell me what you've been talking about so I can write notes and create a document?
We did. We had periodic meetings. Since we've received our accreditation, we have implemented a CAPRA review committee. So we will go back and review documentation quarterly and make sure we're staying on top of all of this.
Yeah, I would imagine this accreditation is good for how long?
It's 5 years. But they can come back to us at any time, right? And we have to be prepared. And what we've been told is now that we have it,
any time within that five-year review, we have to get recertified. And the people that we've talked to, that process is even more stringent and harder than what is the first go-around. So I don't want to speak for Katie. That's why it's so important, Manning, for us to stay on top of this. And our team meets all the time. It's really important for us to get this into our culture and to get it into everything that we do. You'll probably see it soon added to our signature lines. You may even see stickers on windows that we want our community to know that we're a nationally accredited agency and to hold us accountable to that.
All right. We're bringing on a brand new park on the south side of town. It's not quite here yet, but it's coming. So is that like number 155 that we have to put in the book?
It'll be part of the 154.
Okay.
But, as these new facilities come on board, I think the challenge is going to be to make sure we have policies in place that fit into this CAPRA accreditation and that our staff, as we onboard them, that we're educating them. That, to me, is the biggest challenge of this. Not that our staff, our staff work hard. And going back to your original question of why haven't we done this before, this is time consuming.
Yeah, I mean.
But it's important work. And we have failed. If we went through this whole process, in my mind, for 14, 17 months, we've done all this work and we've done all this accreditation and we get this little certificate and we put it on a shelf and we don't look at it until 5 years. We failed. So it's got to be part of our language that we use on a daily basis. You're going to probably hear about it at the Sports Commission. Our Parks Commission is going to – they get every third month, they get an update on where we are with CAPRA. Every safety meeting we talk about it, it's got to be part of the daily language.
Well, I think for your next review, you need to take this program and put it in there.
Yes.
And say, that's exactly – look, we talk about this publicly.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
It's always
maybe
there.
Maybe we'll bring the review team here and let them talk about it.
Let me handle them. Okay. I'll take care of all this stuff. People really know what goes on in this town? So what have you had to change as a result of this process, if anything? In other words, because of the criteria they've set for all these 154 categories, did you run into something that caused you to say, well, we can't keep doing it this way? I mean, I know about the documentation, but we're going to have to change this. I don't know, something at Cherry Park or something involving volunteers that you use so many, or part-time employees, which you've got hundreds of.
Yeah. Do you want to start? I mean, to me, I know this sounds cliche, the biggest thing to change is we've got, and it's not necessarily that our processes were bad, but it's a matter of communication. As the city grows and as our department grows, we have found that sometimes, we got programmers all across the city, and they all do great work, and they're so various and unique in the aspects of what they're programming. Programming at BMX is drastically different than programming at the Velodrome, to a basketball game, to an Emmett Scott daycare.
Sure.
All drastically different.
Absolutely.
And so you would think that each one of those are different, and they are, but they've got to fit within a programming CAPRA certification. And we weren't working as that as a team. And so that communication, one was going off doing it one way, one was going off doing it another, and we've got to get together within those 154 standards and say, here's our blueprint. You can still have your spinoffs within your own individual programs, but there's got to be a set mechanism of the way you have to do it. And that's just for safety. It's just for the safety of staff, but also the safety of the participants, and that we've got to do a better job communicating. And to me, that's what I mean by we got to get it into the culture of our staff. And when anything they do, CAPRA comes to mind on day one. If they set an agenda for how are we going to have this meeting, CAPRA needs to be on that agenda. Are we meeting that standard that's tied to what we're doing?
Now, that may sound like it's simple, but when you got a department as large as PRT, hundreds and hundreds of people.
That's right.
I'll be interested to hear how that unfolds.
Well, and that's what we found. In all seriousness, we found that, again, we're doing it, but that everybody wasn't doing it to the CAPRA standards, and we're all busy.
Yeah.
And so you run off and you're like, why do I need to think about CAPRA? I'm setting an agenda for how I need to get sponsors, I need to get coaches, I need to get fields, or whatever the case may be. Why does CAPRA need to be a part of this? Well, it needs to be a part of it because are you meeting the – we're telling our community we're meeting national standards. Are we truly meeting national standards?
Interesting. All right, we have to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, Katie, you're bright, you're intelligent, and even though you hang out with Mark Sexton, in the white letters is what we're all going to chant out together to meet the standards, you know, of Capra. So here's, we do fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2. How do we do it? At the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Alex, have you heard that Substation 2 now has gift cards?
Yeah, I just heard about that, and I'm on my way to get one now. They're perfect for holidays, birthdays, and graduations, and they're reloadable, reusable, and available in any amount you want.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Shop for the holidays smarter this year with Founders Federal Credit Union. Now through December 31st, take advantage of 7.9% APR on select purchases made with your Founders credit card. Spread more holiday cheer this year without breaking your budget. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for more information. Terms and conditions apply. To obtain additional cost information, please contact us at 1-800-845-1614. On July 1st, 2025, the promotional APR will revert to the effective APR as previously disclosed. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc for a list of qualifying purchases.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
The Piedmont Medical Center Women's Tower at our Rock Hill campus boasts fully furnished labor and delivery rooms and family care suites. Our Level 3 NICU is equipped to provide advanced medical treatments for premature infants and infants who may have complications. Inside the Women's Tower, families begin bonding with their special deliveries in private family care suites, allowing mom and baby to relax with ease. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
If you need catering, Substation 2 has a number of options. Right, Charlie?
At Substation 2, we have giant party subs, we have sliced deli meat trays, we have sandwich trays. We basically have everything you need for the party except the people, and we can supply them too.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. Mark Sexton, the Executive Director of Parks, Recreation, and Tourism, and his able-bodied senior advisor. I like that senior stuff. Young lady here is not even 30 years old, she's a senior. Katie Wozniak. So you headed up this thing. To do this 14-month project, and you had a team of people who helped you throughout. I mean, was this basically, I mean, this is a full-time assignment. You didn't have any time for anything else, did you?
I had a few things on the side, but yes, this was my main assignment over the past year. I will say Brian McDaniel, assistant to the city manager, he was very helpful with this process as well as our admin team and all of our staff. They helped pull information whenever I needed anything, and they also answered questions when I needed some clarification.
So once you pulled the trigger on this thing, you know, you made application, we're going to do it. Was there a time frame in which you had to get it done by?
It's a two-year time frame.
2 years?
Yes.
So you did it quicker than 2 years?
So I came in after they had already started.
And they weren't going anywhere, so they needed you to
had to come clean it up.
So I hopped on this process when I moved over to City Hall in August of last year.
And as usual, if you want to get anything done, you get a woman to get headed up, right? I got it.
Absolutely.
All right. So with this accreditation, what does it mean externally? In other words, when you're talking to the Adidas people, mm-hmm. And all the other tournaments that come, is it something that helps you attract more?
I think it does. That's why it's important to us to get it out on our email things. You know, we look at when we go out and recruit or talking to an event right holder or to our local citizens, whatever,
that we're in competition, right, with another city or whatever. And we look at it as our resume. So anytime we can put something on our sheet of paper in front of an event right holder that says, hey, why would you consider Rock Hill? This is just another thing that we can add to our resume that's going to say, well, you would pick Rock Hill because, one, it's got great facilities. It's a great city. It's easy to get there. It's got an international airport right up the road. But let me tell you one other thing. We're nationally certified. And when you come here, our processes are safe. They've been proven. An independent review board has looked at it and said we're doing it the right way. Not saying where you may be considering isn't nationally certified, but if they're not, is that something that gives us a leg up? So we're going to tout it. We're going to put it on our stickers or on our windows. We're going to put it on our email chains, and we're going to take pride in it. And again, I go back to what I said at the beginning. We're not scared to be evaluated.
Yeah.
And I think that's important.
So if you were to attract XYZ mega event, and you've got this new set of standards, and the mega event people say, well, you know, we don't want to quite do it that way. We want to kind of want to do it this way, and which is au contraire to your standards. You say to them,
we can't host you. We're not going to go against, especially it depends on what the standard is. But if it's safety and, you know, somebody's saying, hey, we want them to circumvent this safety rule or this human resources rule, then unfortunately we're not going to do it. We're not going to let something that we're going to do alter us being a nationally certified department. It's too important. I don't think we haven't. I haven't run up on an event right holder that would do that, because I think it gives them some credibility and some legitimacy that when they host it here, that they care about safety as too. So I don't know if that's the type of partner we would want.
I got you. So, was part of the application, did it include any what I would call testimonial comments from some of these tournament people who came here? Because I mean, they've gushed about how Rock Hill has treated them and why they keep coming back. And I mean, I got files of audio tape with people saying that kind of stuff.
Right. It didn't necessarily include their testimonials, but a lot of how they operate and how they run these events did fall into those standards. So that was very helpful for us.
All right. So now that you don't have this job, I mean, you're done with this. Oh, no, you're not, are you?
I'm not.
You're the one who's going to quarterly make sure everybody sits down and does this, right?
Oh, yes. This is still a daily task for me. I'm making sure that documentation's placed in the folder. I'm making sure that we're updating what we need to. So this is still big on my plate.
Yeah, you can make an argument, Manning. In essence, we're really just getting started.
Yeah.
I think too, we've passed the initial test, which was a big test. But we can't, like I said, sit it on a shelf. And I think the hardest part for us is breeding it into our community. And you're helping us today getting the word out, but getting it down to our staff and our community of what this actually means. Again, 6 in the state of South Carolina.
That's pretty
13 in the state of North Carolina total. 213 in the entire United States.
Wow.
So I think that gives you some level of credibility that I hope our citizens and our visitors see. That, you know, are we doing things perfectly? No. Do we have areas that we need to improve on? Sure. But I think it's saying that we value those standards, and we're going to work hard every day to try to meet them.
Very interesting. So I guess from this point on, anytime there's a meeting of a PRT department, you've automatically invited yourself. Is that right, Katie? Because you're going to make sure that what's supposed to be documented or whatever is done.
I may not necessarily be in the meeting, but they may have to provide a sign-in roster, information, notes from that meeting after the fact, and pass those on to me.
She is beating us over the head, though, and says, hey, are you talking about CAPRA? Is it on the agenda for this group?
Good for y'all. Well, listen, congratulations on the national award, and again, not too many people have this, only 6 in the state of South Carolina, and 213 across the country. That's pretty strong. Congratulations to you, Mr. Sexton, and congratulations to you, Senior Advisor Katie.
Thank you, man.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Now, as soon as Ron Russell clears his throat of all that good food in there, we're going to get him to join in on this so we can meet the CAPRA standards, right?
That's right.
All right. We do fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, which, by the way, will not be open tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day. and limited hours on Friday. Okay? So how do we do it? At the count of three, one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Have a wonderful Turkey Day. We'll see you on the radio Friday. Bye.